The vice principal of the Jirapa Nurses Midwifery Training College in the Upper West Region, Niola Angalari, has appealed to government and international organizations to help improve infrastructure in the school to admit more students. This is to augment the shortfall in midwifery personnel in the region, as well as enhance the country's chances of attaining the Millennium Development Goal on maternal and child mortality. Ms. Angalari said this when a joint monitoring team of government officials and the UNFPA paid a visit to the college, Eunice Masodong reports.
The Jirapa Midwifery Nurses Training College was established in 1952 to train straight midwives. In 1974 to 2008, a two-year post-basic midwifery course was introduced, and in 2008 up to date, a diploma in registered general nursing has been added along the post-basic nurses training. The visit by the team was to monitor the status of equipment provided by UNFPA to the school and challenges facing the school. According to Ms. Anla Ere, the school has only 3 permanent staff with 5 temporal teachers. She said due to the problem, they work hand in hand with the registered general nursing tutors. She said on the average, the school admits 45 students every year for the registered midwifery course. She however regretted that few midwives after completion do not even stay to serve the region, saying those who passed out last year, only 2 accepted postings to the region. Ms. Anla Ere was grateful to the UNFPA for supplying the school with teaching materials. They include childbirth simulator, fetal stethoscope, family planning educator and baby weighing skill, among others. The vice principal said the materials have reduced the workload in teaching, especially the practical aspect of it. Students are able to visualize issues and practice on their own. Ms. Anla Ere was grateful to the UNFPA for the support, but appealed for more since both the midwifery and registered general nurses are using the materials and this shortens their lifespan. Ms. Anla Ere suggested a skill-up classroom for midwifery training alone, as well as increase in infrastructure for the school to take in more students to augment the shortfall of nurses and midwives in healthcare institutions. The leader of the monitoring group, Henry Asafori, praised the school for living up to expectation and pledged more support from UNFPA.
Eunice Masudong's report.